Welcome to Jaguars Thursday. Former Jaguars Jeff Loggeman and Tony Baselli bring you expert insight and analysis of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Now to get things started, here's the host of Jaguars Thursday, J.P. Shadrick.
Welcome in, Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman in Jacksonville, Tony Baselli from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore coming up. The pride of the Jaguars left tackle getting set for Thursday Night Football, the Dolphins and the Ravens this evening. What's up, Logs?
All good, man. All good. It's a bye week.
Bye week. And coming off a win into the bye week's even better. 4-3 football team.
4-3 football team that is in a tie for first place in the division, but the tiebreaker is the head-to-head.
It's all right. Hey, a lot of football
which
left.
Which Tennessee baby. Has. But, you know, here's the best part. You control your own destiny. You face Tennessee again down the road. You've still got some division games. Houston is playing well. That's going to kind of make it interesting with Deshaun Watson at the helm, maybe playing as good as any quarterback in the National Football League. You know, so it's going to be an exciting finish, and it's going to be a finish in which, you know, here's the best part. When's the last time have we had a conversation about this team being in the mix?
That was before I worked here.
We've never had that. Have not talked about it.
I think they've been on the in the hunt graphic once in the last 6 years.
Kind of nice, isn't it?
And that was a couple years ago when it was not really in the hunt. You know what I mean?
It's fantastic.
They're mathematically alive.
The best part is that I think, you know, every week when you go into a football game and you're going to call a game that, you know, this team has an opportunity to win, that's a good feeling. And it's a good feeling when you're in the game and it's a competitive game. And this team has every opportunity to win it. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But that's a lot of fun to call a game when the situation is as it is now.
Let's go to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, Maryland, M&T Bank Stadium, the site. One of the great venues, really, in the National Football League to view a game. Tonight, the Ravens and the Dolphins. Dolphins at 4-2, Ravens at 3-4. Tony Baselli is there, the pride of the Jaguars left tackle, also calls the action, has the analysis work for Westwood One. Tony, good evening.
Good evening, and this is one of the great venues, and Jeff, you've been here, I know, several times calling games, and so you'll appreciate what I'm doing right now. I'm signing autographs for the fans.
Out the window.
As I sit in the booth, because the booth is right there.
Yeah, this is and what Tony's talking about. The, you know, every stadium that we go to, some broadcast positions are fantastic, some are not great. You know, the not great ones are Washington, Houston's way up high. Pittsburgh is in a corner.
Superdome's in the ceiling.
Yes, and look, Baltimore, you're on the 50-yard line and your window's open. You can reach out and get a beer from a fan. You know, it's a great broadcast position. And the best part about that one is also is that, you know, much like New England's got a great broadcast position, similar to Baltimore. You can walk out of the back door and then go get a dog and a beer from the concession stand.
Perfect.
Instead of eating press box food. Not a bad deal.
Well, that's what Tony might be doing tonight. Who knows?
You never know.
Some autographs.
Crab cakes.
It's a good place, for sure. Hey,
no crab cakes yet, though. Maybe halftime.
Halftime,
crab
hopefully.
Cakes at halftime sounds good to me. Telvin Smith can buy a lot of crab cakes now, Tony.
Good for him. I think he has played outstanding football last year, and he's been better this year. And I think it was a great signing. Did they report, because I didn't see it yesterday, but maybe it came out today, I wasn't looking, to be honest with you, what the official numbers were?
No, we actually, me and JP had that conversation before the show, Tony, and the only reports are is that, you know, the contract is, you know, up to $50 million. There's been nothing so far on, you know, how the contract breaks down, the amount of the guarantees or anything of that nature.
So I think it's great, though. You lock him up for 4 years. He's your starting will linebacker. He is a guy who plays every snap for you on defense because of what he does in nickel, the coverage flexibility he gives you. You know, the one downside of him, he's not the biggest guy, but he plays much bigger than his 200. I bet you if you weighed him, he's probably only about 215, but he plays much bigger than that.
Which is amazing. I think they list him at 218.
18, right.
There's no way he's 218.
He's not. Yeah, he's probably in that 214, 215 range, maybe even down at times 213 pounds, but during the Doug Marrone show, Tony, I was talking about how impressive it is because, you know, if you and I were coaches in the NFL and we're both defensive coaches and the general manager says, hey, here's a guy that we just signed and he's a linebacker, you and I would be looking at each other going, that guy's the linebacker? Are you sure he's not a safety? Because he's not a big guy, but the thing that is so impressive is that he plays at a high level, even though he's not a big physical linebacker. But he's so fast that he gets away with not having size. And let me say this, sometimes when he has to play with power, he can do it, which is rare.
Yeah, it's real rare. There was a, I think his rookie year, Brian Urlacher came to speak with the rookies that year. Was brought in just to kind of talk. And I think Telvin asked the question, what, if you had one piece of advice, what would it be? And Urlacher said, don't lose the speed. Because once you lose your speed, you can't get it back.
Well, and Urlacher was a guy that came from New Mexico and was a safety.
Yeah, he was a strong safety in college.
Yeah. So don't lose the speed. And he's taking that to heart, you know. Interesting. Really cool.
Look, Tony, if Telvin Smith loses speed, what does he go from 4.4?
He goes 4.4 to 4.5.
You know, to 4.5.
Like, from really, really fast to just fast.
Oh, darn. You know, I mean, for guys that, you know, for a linebacker that might be 4.75, and then he's going to lose a little speed, then he gets up into the 4.8 category, that might be a problem. But Telvin can lose a little bit of speed and still be just fine.
Tony, I asked Logs this earlier tonight, but since the Jags have signed Telvin Smith now, who is next on the list for you to get locked down?
Well, that's a great question. I would have said before the injury, A-Rob, but now I think that's some questions. I think you got to let that play out. You're going to have to make a decision on Marquise Lee, what you're going to do there. Obviously, they signed Brandon Linder, so that's not an issue. So I think it's one of the receivers. I think that's where you're going to look at and make a decision in that area.
And it will be interesting to see because, you know, look, it takes two, you know, to have that conversation. It takes the player and agent, and then it takes the organization.
Isn't that a song, It Takes Two?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Me and you just takes two.
Please don't.
Yeah, that's
JP.
It. No,
please
don't. That's the song. You're right.
Joe, so,
yeah, I like it. Keep sing it. Let's go. Let me hear it, JP.
No, if you're guessing and based on history, you know, the Allen Robinson camp, okay, would probably be more inclined to do, you know, a short-term deal, one-year deal, and then, you know, go back again, you know, post-injury. And the team may be very willing to do that. The team would probably like to have, you know, Allen Robinson, you know, he's coming off of an injury, to have, you know, a multi-year deal that's not, you know, number one receiver type of money. You know, Marquise Lee, you know, you like to pay him number two money because I think so far this year, even though we expected he could have the ability to be the best receiver, he hasn't.
He's two. He's a two guy. That's
he's
what he
a two.
Is.
You know, so you, if you
is.
Can get him for two money, that would be great. And here's the other thing. The reality is that going forward, Allen Hurns is not going to make $10 million, okay? So there will be, my guess, is some type of an adjustment with that that would also give you the ability to have more money allocated towards either keeping Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson.
So what would you keep? What would you pay Allen Robinson, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the franchise number? I mean, for a one-year deal, you know, what is it, $14 million or something like that, or $12 million for a wide receiver, somewhere in that range? You know, so I would want to be less than that, you know, just because, look, he's coming back from, you know, a major injury, you know. So, look, Tony, in a perfect world, look, if we're counting the money, we'd like to have him at a one-year deal for $5 million, right?
Well, that's not going to happen.
But it's not going to happen.
But if you look at this, though, Jeff, and it's actually kind of fun to have this conversation. I always like – typically, I'm always saying I don't want to talk about next season and free agency and draft and all that kind of stuff because we're losing. But now that we're winning and we are, it's a bye week, let's talk about some stuff moving forward because we have plenty of time. We can talk about this team fighting for the playoffs and the success they're having. But I do think when you start talking about who's next and signing, whether it's A-Rob or Marquise Lee, I also think it goes to the overall strategy. Do you feel like either one of those guys is a number one receiver? And I think that's a long conversation to have. That the number one receiver might not be on this roster.
Well,
right now.
Let me.
By the way, the receiver tag number was $15.6 million.
I figured it was like 14. Yeah. So, but here's the other thing: is your quarterback good enough to where You know, is his performance at the level to where you can truly have a number one? Right?
Well,
right?
I don't think we want to go into that right there, but that's a whole other conversation. Is he going to be the quarterback next year?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying at the level of play right now, okay, does the play of your quarterback allow you to have somebody that can truly show that they're number one? I would say no.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still got to have that guy somewhere, right? You got to go look for that guy.
Yes, JP, the answer is yes, you have to have that guy.
I'm saying yes, you need to have that guy at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
is show everything he's capable of.
Can you really see, okay, the skills of the wide receivers that you have when the quarterback play is not where you want it to be yet? And that's an interesting discussion, you know, because, you know, I think from a team standpoint, I think there's – I don't know if there is or not, but I would imagine that certain teams have discussions that do we want to spend that kind of money at that position if we are really truly – or we may not get – I think it would be a better way to say it, we may not get the performance or the production out of it because we need the quarterback position to play better. Mm. And I think that that's an honest conversation.
A lot of money to throw around when you can't get the full return for your investment, I guess.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But it's a great discussion to have. You know, and here's the best part. Look, you've got some good football players on this team, and you're actually talking about wanting to keep guys. Okay, Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, Aaron Colvin. Am I missing anybody?
Well, that's another guy you're going to have to make a decision. Aaron Colvin will not be on this team next year.
No, because he's going to – me and JP talked about this during the Doug Marrone show because, you know, Aaron Colvin is going to want to test the market. Because they're not going to be willing to pay him, you know, starting cornerback money, and Aaron Colvin may get a shot to get starting cornerback money.
He probably will because corners are hard to find. Right.
But my concern, Tony, is that if you take Aaron Colvin out right now, you know, who is behind any of those corners that you go, you know what, if we lose Aaron Colvin, he can just step right in and everything will be
well,
okay.
Well, he's not on the roster right now, but Jeff, that's the NFL. It's a salary cap. I mean, you have to. You're not going to have top-end guys at every position.
Well, I don't think that's a salary cap issue.
Sure it is.
I think that's been an issue.
My point is losing Aaron Colvin is a salary cap issue. That's why
is a salary cap issue, but not having his replacement is not a salary cap issue. Not having his
replacement a development issue.
Is that you haven't developed anybody, haven't drafted anybody that has developed.
Hey, we'll come back and get into some pressing needs for this team down the stretch. What do they need to do better? What have they done well? Where can they fill some gaps here and turn into an elite football team down the stretch? Check out Jack Anania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Treat yourself to a 99-cent medium hot or iced coffee through the Dunkin' app the Friday before every Jacksonville Jaguars regular season home game. It's the perfect boost to start your bold weekend. Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Download the Dunkin' app today to redeem rewards and receive exclusive offers because there's no better taste than the smooth, full flavor of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Limit one per guest. Excludes cold brew. Participation may vary.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through October 1st at participating McDonald's.
Feast where the big cats feed at Dick's Wings and Grill. Whether at the stadium or cheering from home, kickoff game day with Dick's Wings tailgate to go and more. There's something for everyone with 365 wing varieties, plus salads, burgers, wraps, and ice-cold craft beer. And for somewhere to watch all the sports action, Dick's Wings and Grill has been a local fan favorite for more than 20 years. The best wings, best fans, and a flavor for every day of the year. Visit dickswingsandgrill.com for a location nearest you. Proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hi, I'm Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game and valet park it for free? Stop by our bicycle check-in tent sponsored by Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow, near Gate 1 at Everbank Field. An on-duty Zen Cog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secure during the game. When the game is over, return your claim ticket to pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Go Jags.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery. Fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir. Freaky fast and freaky good. But I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh.
At Everbank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston bring us back. It Takes Two. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli is in Baltimore.
That was a nice show. That was very nicely done.
Good pool there. A little Motown.
You had to look that up. There's no way you got Kim Weston. I'll give you Marvin Gaye.
No, he did look it up.
Yeah, I looked it
he
up.
Did.
Who, what about now? He usually sang with, Tammy Terrell?
Tammy Terrell, yeah.
Well, this listen is a to J.P. Yeah. I mean, music historian.
That's what we do here.
It's nicely done.
Don't mess around. It takes two.
I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
It takes two. Well, it takes 11 on each side of the ball for the Jags. Moving down the stretch here. 4-3. 5 of the next 7 are at home, guys. What is the most, outside of the quarterback, I know where you're going to go with this, the most pressing need for this team to have some success down the stretch run here? We'll take away Blake Bortles playing well. What else? What's the most pressing situation for this football team?
Go ahead. Health. Go ahead, Tony.
Health. It's 100% health. It's keeping Leonard Fournette healthy. I know that they won against the Colts with him on the bench, but the Colts are terrible. It's getting Linder and Cam Robinson back, and it's keeping that defense healthy, especially in the back half because I don't think they have very good depth at all.
And I'll say – you know, because Tony's, I think he's right on the money. But another one that would be probably my next in line, special teams. Josh Lambeau just signed, made all his kicks, okay, at Indianapolis. He needs to continue to do that. Brad Nortman has to be better than what he's been so far this year. And where is the impact of the return game and where is the impact of the coverage team? Creating, you know, field position advantages, maybe getting a takeaway. You know, look, when you play the style of football that the Jaguars play, which is, look, they're going to run the football, they're going to play good defense, where the margin for error is very small, you've got to be solid on special teams and above solid.
Maybe get an edge.
And right now, they have been solid at times, and there's been a couple times where they have not been even solid.
It's cost them a game.
Yes. So. Yeah. That category needs to get better. And then, look, defensively, you got to get a little bit better at the run and keep doing what you're doing against the pass.
Yeah, the special teams thing is interesting. You're right. That's the thing that can turn a football team that can only do so much maybe on the offensive side.
Well, look, if you're talking about, okay, if you're talking about any other football team that has the ability on offense to score a lot of points, which, look, the Jaguars scored a lot of points against the Colts, okay, let's remember it's the Colts. So then you have, I think, more margin for error. But the way that this team is going to play week in and week out, that margin for error is very small, and that's a category that has to be good for them. And, look, they've got a good coach. And Joe DiCamillo, one of the respected coaches in the National Football League. In the preseason, we saw some really nice returns from Keelan Cole, from Dede Westbrook, from Marquise Lee. Well, Allen Robinson's injury kind of changed some of that because now Keelan Cole and Marquise Lee are playing a bigger role on offense, and those two guys haven't been doing any type of returns. But where's Corey Grant's big returns at? Okay, when he has done a return, I don't even think he's gotten out past the 25. But maybe one time, you know, so that area needs to be better.
Hey, Tony, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Give us your assessment of the offensive line play through 7 weeks.
Oh, gosh, I think you'd have to say outstanding. I giggle every time I think about it, but Jeff and I were ringing the bell of the ship is sinking, emergency.
Flares are going up.
We have, right, yeah. We have issues at both guard positions. I mean, that's what we were saying. And they played outstanding football. It's one of the strengths of this team now. They're leading the league in rushing. They're limiting the sacks. Now, part of that's because they're running the ball so well, so they don't have a lot of pass attempts. But they're playing great football, and they're doing it against some very difficult situations, running uphill. It helps having a very good back in Leonard Fournette. But I'm going to give them an A-minus, A to A-minus, just because, you know, I want to be able to give them an A-plus at the end of the year, so hopefully they continue to improve.
I'd probably give them an A.
Wow, an even A.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and the reason why is just because, I mean, for those guys playing and play out to have to block 8-9-man fronts, when the opponent knows you're going to run the football, that's like beating your head against the wall repetitively and knowing that it's going to happen again and again and again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not easy to do. And here's a question for you, Tony. And I think this might be a one that you would enjoy answering and kind of expanding on a little bit. Who has played better, Patrick Omame or A.J. Cain?
Ooh, I like this.
And give me a breakdown of each one and then give me an answer.
Yeah.
How about Cam Robinson's played better than both of them? I think it's A.J. Cain. I think A.J. is playing really good football. Both are doing a good job, but what differentiates the two for me is watching them play against the Rams when they had
Aaron Donald.
Why can't I think of the three techniques?
Aaron
Donald, thank you. Drew a blank. When Aaron Donald, that's a player that Omame struggles with. I think he struggles with real quick guys. And I thought A.J. played well against Aaron Donald. And so I think both are playing at a very nice level, and I think A.J. is a little bit better just because of the consistency. With that said, I think the strength of this offensive line is the two tackles right now. I think quietly, Parnell is having a really good year.
He really is.
Really consistent, really powerful, punching well, moving his feet. I mean, he's just playing really good football. And I think that the reason it's interesting, no one talks about him. And if I'm Jeremy Parnell, I like it that way. Because, you know, everyone's focused on how well they're running the ball and the rookie and all this other stuff. Let it stay that way. Because the guys who watch tape and coaches and people around the league know how well he's playing.
He's doing a really good job. And what Tony's talking about punching, you know, Parnell didn't do a lot of that. I mean, as much in first, you know, his earlier years here. But I thought this year I know that he's worked with Tunch.
He worked on it a lot, Jeff.
He really has. And you can tell that work is paying off. And he's also doing the punch and then he's slapping arms down. He's doing a really good job. You know, the one thing, to get back to the guard talk a little bit, you know, A.J., he had a couple instances against Indianapolis where he got his weight a little bit too far forward. And that's always kind of been, you know.
That's his Achilles heel.
Yeah, that's always been his problem. And a couple of those, it popped up against Indianapolis. But, you know, for the most part, A.J. has kept his feet. He's kept his balance really good this year, and he's played strong. And obviously the style of play on offense has helped him because he's firing off and he's run blocking. But the one thing I think about Patrick Omame that has impressed me is that Patrick Omame, I'm seeing him more committed to finishing plays and has become more violent and using his size and his power to move guys this year as opposed to last year when he was in, he was kind of leaning on them. And then leaning
but,
on him,
but Jeff,
and then walling
would you
him
agree
off.
Though he does struggle with quick guys?
Yes, and that's always going to be his weakness.
Yeah,
but you know,
and that's the only difference. I think they're both playing good football.
I can think
the
of one play in particular, Tony. He comes off and he hits a, he's kind of doubling on a three, and then he's going up to the second level. And the way that he's doubling, and then the way he's going up and being aggressive at the linebacker, and then looking not just to block his guy, but when given the opportunity. Also to go block somebody else that's not necessarily on his list of guys to block. I think the attitude that he's displayed and kind of the fire that he's played with has been impressive because, you know, I thought last year he didn't play with that kind of
edge.
Jeff,
you want to know why he's doing that?
Because he might lose his job if he doesn't.
Nope.
Why?
Look who he's playing next to.
Yeah, he's playing next
to Cam. Look who he played to next last year.
A good point.
Cam Robinson is bringing attitude to that offensive line, and I don't care what anyone says. He has more attitude than anyone else. He has a nastiness about him. He has an edge, and he's physical. And I think I thought Kelvin Beachum played his butt off, hurt last year, so nothing negative about Kelvin. But you look at what Cam brings in the physicality, and I think that's helping Patrick Omame, and I think it rubs off on him.
Need to get Cam healthy, though. That's the next trick, Tony.
Well, yeah. I mean, got to keep him healthy. But we still have no official word on that ankle.
Doug, and I don't know if you heard, Tony, but Doug doesn't know.
Yeah, no. I was I was making fun of Doug on Monday night about that.
That's why I was kind of joking about it.
Yeah, I don't want to say, listen, I would never, you know, Doug's done a great job. I mean, hats off to him and the staff. But he's not being – I don't want to say he's lying, but he's not telling the truth when he says he doesn't know. How about that?
Well, he's using the NFL rules to minimize the amount of information that's
there
given.
There you go. I agree.
All right, let's come back. We'll get into tonight's Thursday night football game, the Dolphins at the Ravens. Tony
dominated you guys last week, so we'll look at those.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Tony. Not you're keeping score or anything, let me tell you.
I don't know if I did so good. I took some flyers on some teams.
You sure did. We'll find out which ones. We'll make some picks of games coming up in Week 8 as well. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Surprises are good, except when it comes to your utility bill. With the My Budget program from JEA, it's in your power to eliminate the surprise of extreme bill fluctuations. My Budget averages your bills based on your past 12 months of usage, so you pay nearly the same amount every month. How shockingly nice is that? To learn more about My Budget or to enroll, visit jea.com. JEA, building community, a budget smart community.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want, just stay under the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code SPOTS. That's FanDuel.com, code SPOTS. Void where prohibited.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI Companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
How do you become the best-selling SUV? You make it safe with driver assist technology. You make it smart with a hands-free liftgate. You make it for game day and every day. Helping you win at life, that's Ford. The number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Based on 1990 through 2016 SUV cumulative sales total by manufacturer.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
Coming up at Daly's Place tomorrow night, brand new, November 4th, it's Colt Ford. See the full schedule and tickets are available at dailysplace.com. Kings of Leon last night, Fox.
That's a good band.
It was really good. Great good show. Band. Tony Baselli is
did
with us.
Did you go, JB?
I did, yes. It was
nice. I would have liked to have gone to that one.
Yeah, very good show last night. Santana was on Tuesday. I missed that one. That would have been a good one.
Oh, yeah, it would have been a real good one.
Yeah, but I heard the crowd was very good. Both that certainly was last night. And some good shows coming up. Check it out, dailysplace.com. The Jags are off this week. The Ravens and Dolphins are not, though. They're playing tonight at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Tony Baselli is there. He has the call for Westwood One Radio tonight. This is a – Logs is not very interested in this game, from what we heard earlier
tonight.
Well,
why? Because it's a bad game? Why? Because it's a bad game? Is that, yeah. I mean, I can't understand why you wouldn't be interested. It's so exciting. I mean, you got the – I mean, let's break this down. I mean, you got the 31st and 32nd ranked offenses in all of football.
Sweet.
Which is, you know, really going to make it turn in tonight. You have the 30th and 32nd ranked passing offenses. You have one of the worst scoring offenses in all of football. And you have a quarterback who is averaging 5.3 yards per attempt.
See what I mean?
And Joe Flacco.
Wow.
Besides that, to be remarkable. But the one interesting thing is, how about this, though? So the Miami Dolphins, who don't do anything all that well on offense, I mean, they're they're 30th or 31st or 32nd, one of the two. And offense, they don't run the ball. They rush the ball with Jay Ajayi only about 87 yards a game. You know, they're on their third quarterback in Matt Moore. I mean, they got all these things. But they are, after starting 1-4 last year, they finished off 10-1. This year they start 1-2. They're 4-2 right now. So they're 15-7 in the last season and a half. And they do it in the most remarkable ways. And if you take away the 1-4 start, they went 10-1. They're 14-3, which is the third best record over that time frame in the NFL behind the Patriots and the Chiefs. And they do it with smoke and mirrors. And the one thing that I appreciate after reading and watching a lot of tape, they play very hard, and Adam Gase is a heck of a football coach, head coach for the Miami Dolphins. He does a great job, and he's gotten these guys to fight their tails off and find ways to win football games.
Anything else on this game, Logs?
Well, I was just going to add this, that Tony talked about how the Dolphins are
remarkable.
On their third quarterback.
Yeah.
Look, going to their third quarterback might be better than going to their second quarterback, because Jay Cutler has not played well for the Dolphins. So Matt Moore may be better for the Miami Dolphins anyway.
Wow.
Not that that's going to solve any of their issues.
I think some people feel that way. And you read the stuff. I mean, I think they think Matt Moore plays at a faster pace. He gets the ball out quicker. In fairness to Jay Cutler, after starting really slow this year, you know, after the first half of that Atlanta game where they're down 17-0, for about a game and a half, Jay Cutler played pretty dang good football. I mean, and was starting to look like the good Jay Cutler, the guy who could press the ball down the field, making throws, making good decisions. So, you know, if you're talking about the Jay Cutler you saw at the first half of the season where they couldn't get out of the way and his feet are all over the place, he's just throwing it up, at times looking like there's no real conviction to his throws, yeah, Matt Moore would be better. But we'll see. Matt Moore is a guy who's been a backup his whole career. He's basically a 500 quarterback when he's a starter. And, you know, he does some good things, but he's going to make some boneheaded throws as well.
All right, let's get to the results from last week's picks. And Tony Baselli led the way 11-4 last week.
That's dominating.
Wow. I was 9-6. Logs, you were 9-6 as well. So for the season, I'm still leading the way, 67-39. Baselli, 61-45. Logs at 58-48 for the season.
So how far? How many games behind am I of you?
I'm 67 wins. You've got 61 wins. So not that far
so
back.
Six games back.
Yeah.
All right.
You're hanging around. Not for long, though.
I'll catch you.
Let's start with tonight's game, then. The Dolphins at the Ravens. Who you guys got? Tony, you're calling
I'm going
the game.
Dolphins.
Go are you?
I'm going to go Dolphins.
Dolphins are made on the road.
I think it's a close game, and in the last 12, I mean, since week three of last year, they're 12-0 in games at 7 points or less. And I think it's a close game. I think they win.
Yeah, Ravens got some issues at wide receiver. I'm going to take the Dolphins as well.
Okay, Miami.
Jeremy Macklin's back tonight.
Yeah, big deal. You know, for a guy that got a lot of pub about being cut, you know, he really hadn't done anything.
Not much yet. Sunday morning in Twickenham in London, Vikings and the Browns.
Kaiser might throw 5 interceptions in this game.
5?
Yeah, I'm taking
I watched the Vikings defense against the Ravens last week. They're going to kill him.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to get ugly.
Everybody's getting Minnesota in that game in London. Raiders at the Bills. Raiders saved their season last week.
Well, you taking them?
Yes.
Pick it.
I'm taking them.
Tony?
Oakland. Don't count them out.
I got the Bills.
Logs.
It's a long way to go, and the Bills are a good football team.
I think the Raiders are going to play well. I think they're going to win. I think the loss of Marshawn Lynch is not a big deal.
Right.
I think they're going to play well.
Right, and they've had a history of coming east in the years past and playing well, so they're going to continue that here. The Colts and the Bengals in Cincy. Yeah, ugly game.
I'm going to take the Bengals because I want them to win, so they're coming in here on a high.
Mm. Tony?
Oh, very good. So your little reverse psychology?
Yes, yes.
Brissett's been on the injury report this week, so I'm going Bengals.
Bengals who? They're playing who?
Colts.
Colts and Bengals.
I wasn't even paying attention. Yeah, I'll go Bengals.
Obviously not.
No, I was looking at something for tonight, I'll be honest with you. You lost me there for a second.
Chargers at the Patriots. New England for me.
That's in New England. Tony, you pick, and then I'll tell you. I got to find
I want to pick the Chargers, but the Patriots have already lost 2 in New England this year. I don't think they're going to lose 3. So I'll go with Patriots.
Come on, Logs. Do it.
Chargers won 3 in a row.
I know. Defense shut them out last week. Gus Bradley's got them going.
They're playing well on defense. Mm-hmm. Joey Bosa's playing
just
well.
Make a pick.
Ingram's playing well. I'm going to take the Chargers.
Okay. L.A. Chargers.
I like that pick.
New England. Bears at the Saints.
I'm going to take the Saints. The Bears can't score enough points.
Yeah, Saints.
Okay, New Orleans for everybody. They can only score points.
Why don't you pick someone different?
No.
I'm getting tired of your nonsense.
I'm getting tired of you. Falcons at Jets.
I am going to take.
I'm taking the Falcons.
Tony, who are you taking?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Mm-hmm. I really want to, but I'm not. I'm going to take the Falcons.
Okay. 49ers winless at the Eagles. They've won 6.
Yeah, Eagles.
That's easy for everybody, right, Tony? Philly,
yes.
Philly, Philly, Philly for everybody. Panthers, Bucks.
You guys first.
Panthers for me.
Buccaneers got some serious issues on defense.
Okay.
Who are you taking, Tony?
I said Bucks.
You got the Bucks?
I'm taking the Panthers.
Okay. See if Cam has a good day or not. Texans, Seahawks in Seattle.
Ooh. In Seattle? Seahawks. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, Seahawks. Seahawks for everybody. The Cowboys and the Redskins, both 3-3.
I picked the Redskins last week.
You did. That was wrong.
I did. And they weren't able to pull it out. But I'm going to – and they've got some injuries on offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Okay.
Redskins in Washington.
Yes. I'm going Dallas. Dak on the road. Sunday night football, the Steelers
Say it right.
What?
Say it right.
What?
Sunday night football. Say it right.
No, it's Sunday night football. That's Monday night football.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A different
I thought maybe you
different
juiced
game.
It up for Sunday night, too.
No.
Okay.
No. Carrie Underwood can do that on her own. Yeah. Sunday night, Steelers and the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions.
In Detroit, Motown. I'm going Steelers. Yeah, Steelers.
And I knew you guys would take the Steelers, and I'm hoping
sure
to get one there.
Monday Night Football, the Broncos at 3-3, and the Chiefs at 5-2, an AFC West showdown at Arrowhead.
Chiefs.
Kansas Chiefs. City all the way across. No Jags game this week, of course, so the picks
I got the Jags.
Do you?
Yeah.
Great.
I got Jags.
I do, too. I think we'll all pick the Jags this week to beat the Bucs.
Well, I don't know. You might
Maybe
not.
Maybe this
might
the week
not.
I won't.
You might not.
You never know with me. Okay, Tony, have a fantastic call, and we'll see
you boys. Have
next
fun.
Week. Tony Buscelli.
It's been fun. It's been
Enjoy
real.
That great game.
Fun. All right, see ya.
Crab cakes at halftime for Tony Buscelli from M&T.
That is a bad football game tonight.
Yeah, it's not ideal for Thursday night. After last week's Thursday night game, it was one of the best games of the year.
Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Raiders and Chiefs, are you kidding me?
Down fantastic. To the wire, guys getting ejected, pushing each other, touchdown, three chances without a clock.
I would say Kansas City now. Wow. I mean, both teams, just played lights out. Fantastic performance by both teams.
Now let's come back and go around the National Football League, read some other people's headlines.
And by the way,
yeah.
Who did you guys pick in that Thursday night matchup last week? And who did I pick?
I don't remember. Oakland. You picked Oakland.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good pick. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399805.
The new model introduction sale is going on now at Jack Hanania's Hyundai of Orange Park. Buy a new 2018 Santa Fe Sport, MSRP $26,465. Take over $4,500 off and buy it only $21,915. And get Hyundai Assurance, America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Rush to Jack Hanania's Hyundai of Orange Park. Online at HyundaiofOrangePark.com. Proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Prices include $2,500 retail bonus, cash plus tax, add and deal. See dealer for details. Ends 11/30/17.
Hi. I'm Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game and valet park it for free? Stop by our bicycle check-in tent sponsored by Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow, near Gate 1 at Everbank Field. An on-duty Zen Cog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secure during the game. When the game is over, return your claim ticket to pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Go Jags.
Feast where the big cats feed at Dick's Wings and Grill. Whether at the stadium or cheering from home, kickoff game day with Dick's Wings tailgate to go and more. There's something for everyone with 365 wing varieties, plus salads, burgers, wraps, and ice-cold craft beer. And for somewhere to watch all the sports action, Dick's Wings and Grill has been a local fan favorite for more than 20 years. The best wings, best fans, and a flavor for every day of the year. Visit dickswingsandgrill.com for a location nearest you. Proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
How do you become the official truck of the NFL? You make it tough with high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy. You make it smart with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. You make it for work. And the weekend. Ford F-Series. Making tough jobs easier year after year. That's how you become America's best-selling truck 40 years straight. Score one at your local Ford dealer.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
Check out Jack Anania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. Jaguars Thursday continues. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli's out of here. He has the call on Westwood One Radio tonight for Thursday Night Football. The Dolphins and the Ravens. Not quite the matchup of last week's Thursday Night Football game. Let's go around the National Football League and start off with Marshawn Lynch. His one-game suspension was upheld by the league after appeal. He spent part of his week away from the team, not allowed in the facility, so he went and practiced with his old high school team in the Oakland area and was in pads and a helmet and everything.
Isn't that crazy?
Taking him to the ground.
Like, what was it, like Oakland Tech or something like that at his high school?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
If you're, I mean, first of all, Marshawn Lynch is a whack job in a good way. He's entertaining. He's funny. He's kind of a and some of the things that he does are just off the wall, and he just doesn't care, you know, which is kind of refreshing. But at the same token, if you're the Oakland Raiders, okay, and you just spend all that money on Marshawn Lynch, and he's risking his body practicing with a bunch of high schoolers. And if you're a high schooler, you're going, I'm going to give Marshawn Lynch all I've got. Okay? I'm going to gain legendary high school status, and I'm going to blow him up. And Marshawn Lynch takes a shot that maybe, you know, down around the knees or something.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of cringe if you're, was it McKenzie, Reggie McKenzie, mm-hmm. the Oakland Raiders general manager, and Jack Del Rio, the head coach? But that's Marshawn, you know, leave it up to him to do something that's just totally wacky, entertaining, though.
The video, I don't know if you saw the video or not of this. Like, so there's a video of him practicing with the team.
And I did not see
that.
There's
like
two
or three guys that take him to the ground, and then one of the defensive linemen, like, as he's getting up, gets up by his helmet and pushes his helmet in the ground while he's getting up.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I got Marshawn. Getting him up.
I got to watch
it's
that.
It's fantastic to see. Browns receiver Kenny Britt is the latest player to voice his displeasure of playing in London. He also played with the Rams last year over there. Quote, I hated it with a passion, he said. I hated everything about it. I hated the flight. I hated us being there so long. I hated the flight back. I hated the food. You can ask my wife the same thing, and she'll give you the same answer. Well, the Browns are there this week, of course. They're playing against the Vikings. First, I think the last time the Browns went over there was 1989 in a preseason game. Bernie Kosar was the quarterback. That's how long ago it's been. But not the first, probably not the last player to start chirping a little bit about the London trip.
Look, I've never been over there as a player,
yeah.
but I've talked to a lot of the players that have been over there. The Jaguar players seem to enjoy it. And I think that, you know, the first couple of years when they went over there and they were there for the entire week, they probably didn't enjoy that much. But flying over, you know, leaving Thursday, getting there Friday morning, having the opportunity to play in front of an international audience, I think, you know, the players on this football team like it. Some of the players that are on other teams have seemed to like it. Kenny Britt is probably expressing a little bit of his displeasure because right now he doesn't have a whole lot of things to feel good about and to be very pleasurable about. You know, that's the facts. He's not playing well. His team's not playing well. And when you're in that situation, there's not, and look, even a coffee, even if you've got your best coffee, the coffee doesn't taste good. So doesn't surprise me that he would say that.
And guess what? It's not going away anytime soon. Games in London are a thing in this league for, I think, a long time to come.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to see the games at Twickenham. Did I say that right?
Twickenham, yep.
Twickenham. Mm-hmm. Twickenham or Twickenham?
Twickenham.
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 So you got to say it fast.
It's spelled Twickenham, but we're not in Alabama, so it's Twickenham.
Twickenham.
Right.
Okay. I did not get to see the game there, but I'd like to see that venue.
And there's one Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, it's a rugby venue, so set up pretty good for American football, too. So that's coming up. J.J. Watt announced plans to use hurricane relief funds totaling the $37 million after the original goal of just $200,000. He announced four strategic partners, AmeriCares, Feeding America, SBP, and Save the Children. They'll receive about $30 million of the funds to use in the next 18 to 24 months to rebuild homes, restore child care centers, and they'll provide food and address health needs of folks affected by the hurricane in Houston. They'll hold on to $7 million of it just for other purposes to see how the funds are allocated, at least early. But, boy, he's putting it right to use, like he said he would.
Well, I thought his statement where he talked about, you know, with all the money that he's raised comes great responsibility to make sure that it's utilized in a correct fashion. And, you know, J.J. Watt is going to be revered, loved, past the playing field, you know, experience for the fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what he's been able to do with the hurricane situation there in Houston. And good for him. He's done a great job. He raised a tremendous amount of money. And he's going to provide a lot of great benefit to the people of Houston as a whole. And I hope that J.J. Watt, you know, the philanthropist and the fundraiser, also gets back to being the J.J. Watt, the good football player of old, when he comes back.
Yeah. Even when he was playing this year, he just didn't look right, you know, early in the season.
No, he didn't. And then look,
coming off the back stuff.
You know, look, you're talking about a, you know, 280, 285-pound man. And when you start talking about a back being a problem with a 280-pound man, whose job, by the way, is to push against 330-pound men, that's not good for a back, you know. So there have been many of back injuries that have ended guys' career, and I hope that we're not seeing the downfall or J.J. Watt. You know, I want to see him get back to what he was. I mean, from a Jaguar standpoint, you don't.
Sure.
From a fan perspective, you know, look, I want to see J.J. Watt, the player of old, and see Parnell and Cam Robinson block him. You know, it's good for the league to have great players, and I hope that he can get back to being a great player.
Yeah, coming off a back issue this year, then all of a sudden reports are he's got screws and stuff in the knee now with all this injury. So best of luck to J.J. Watt, but it's good to see him doing great things in that community. A couple of other injury issues. Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly was back full at practice on Thursday. Another concussion. Not the first time he's had one of those. He's had quite a few in his career now.
Well, he's been out a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's
scary.
Excuse me. The scary part of that was the hit that he took that has taken him out on this latest concussion did not appear to be a big hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear boxers talk about how when they get knocked out, you know, coming back to fight too soon, and then the likelihood of them getting knocked out or the likelihood is higher. And so I don't think it's any different for a football player. And you're talking about a linebacker whose job it is to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed a lot of games with concussions, and he's a great football player. But this is a big-time concern now, big-time concern for Luke Kuechly and for the Panthers organization as a whole. You've got to be very careful with this player, very careful, because that last concussion a couple weeks ago, it didn't even look like it was a blow to the head. It was more on his shoulder. It was a pulling guard, and he's running up in the hole, and he takes the shot, if I remember correctly, on his left shoulder, the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very slight contact to the head of Luke Kuechly. And then he gets taken off the field. And I'm going, my thought was, well, they're probably just overreacting because he has concussion history, because from watching the replay, it didn't look like there was a lot of contact to the head. And then to find out that he is in the concussion protocol, that made me even more concerned.
Scary, no doubt about that. There's your look around the National Football League. Let's finish your logs with the Jags. Bye week this week. Back at home next week against the Cincinnati Bengals, a stretch of 5 out of the next 7 here at Everbank Field. A team that won going into the bye week. They're tied for first place. Titans have the tiebreaker currently at 4-3 in the division. But everything's out in front of this football team right now. They've got to get healthy this week. That would be the priority number one going into this stretch run here. But they've been in worse places at week 7, week 8 in a season before.
Well, and the Bengals, from watching them play Pittsburgh, they didn't impress me at all. And I know rankings-wise, they have a pretty good defense. But I can tell you, I was not impressed with how hard they played defense. And, in fact, at the end of that game, I thought it wasn't very good at all. In fact, I don't want to say they quit, because I don't think they quit. But they weren't giving the effort at the end of that game and in the second half of that game, and didn't show any kind of sense of urgency being down, you know, 10 points, 7 points, or being down 10 points.
Right.
And if I'm Marvin Lewis, if that's supposed to be the strength of my team while the offense is struggling, I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in the way they played on defense. I'm very disappointed in a linebacker that, you know, there's discussions about would he get suspended, and he didn't. But, you know, Vontaze Burfict continues to be a distraction to that football team. And I don't think he's good for that football team. So, and their quarterback at the end of that game, I talked about this earlier, on a 4th and 2 with an opportunity to keep some hope alive, he throws it out of bounds. He throws it out of bounds. It's 4th and 2, and you're down by 2 possessions, and you're throwing it out of bounds at the very end of the game. How do you come to that decision to do that? And we're not talking about, you know, DeShone Kizer, a rookie.
Right.
We're talking about a guy that's been around the league for a while.
I'm excited for Green versus the defensive backs. That's what I'm excited for. A.J. Green.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player. Fantastic player, but their quarterback's not playing well. And, you know, and look, great players can't be great at the wide receiver position unless the quarterback's playing well.
Okay. We touched on that.
Julio
earlier.
Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. What has Julio Jones done? We've all been trying to pick A.J. Green and Julio Jones in fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have we gotten the Julio Jones and the A.J. Green type of return? Because
they're not playing
the
great.
The quarterbacks are not playing great, and that's an issue. The one thing I was impressed with Cincinnati Bengals, their running backs, the rookie.
Mm-hmm. From Mixon, from Oklahoma.
Joe Mixon looks to be explosive. They've got 3 good backs there. Their offensive line is a big question mark with the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's one that if I'm Yannick Ngakoue and Dante Fowler and Calais Campbell, I am excited about this opportunity to go against the Cincinnati Bengals in a big way.
Should be fun. The tickets available, 633-2000, or visit Jaguars.com. 5 of the next 7 here at Everbank Field.
Let me say one more thing about the Bengals.
Yeah.
Their defensive tackle, 97. Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know. Why are you?
He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Geno Atkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Geno Atkins, we thought for years, was the best pass rushing 3 technique defensive tackle in the league. Aaron Donald has kind of taken that over. But Geno Atkins last year had a good year. And the Pittsburgh Steelers blocked him like no problem. And that was another guy that I was kind of questioning, okay, is he not playing hard? Is he not healthy? You know, because I didn't see the Geno Atkins of old. Now, I will say that the left defensive end from Florida that they have, the real long guy, he is a good football player. good football player, Carlos Dunlap. Jeremy Parnell will have his hands full of Carlos Dunlap.
Well, we got a week to think about it. Enjoy the bye. It's deer season, right?
Yes, it is.
Somewhere it is. And Jeff Loggeman's going to be there. Ashlyn Sullivan, Joe Fortunato for Jeff Loggeman. I'm JP Shadrick. Thanks for listening. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.